Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 11th edition. 12 games on tap for you tonight. Should be a fun one. It was wacky and wild on Monday night. Offense everywhere, some pitching here and there. It was a good night if you listen to Quick Hits, if you read the content, if you're in the Slack chats. We dominated. I mentioned Oakland, Anaheim as your Colorado pivot. Worked out pretty well. Lots of good stuff coming from those. But we move on. Again, 12 games on a Tuesday. Should be a fun one. Pitching is a disaster. It is very, very bad. We're still waiting on a few totals, but here's what we have for you so far. Baltimore at Philly, total 8.5. White Sox at Tigers, total 9. Nationals at Mets, total 8.5. D-backs, Rockies, 11. Mariners, Rangers, 8.5. A's, Angels, 9. Padres, Dodgers, 8.5. So as you can tell, I said 12 games. We are missing some totals in a big, big way. You got the likes of, you know, Nats and Mets. Scherzer's supposed to make his start. You got Rays and Red Sox. They're supposed to have an opener. They don't know what it is because Kittredge was supposed to open. Kittredge ended the game for the Rays last night. So obviously, he's not opening tonight. Twins, Brewers, they have Tyler Clippard opening for Smeltzer. You go down the list. So the Giants and Astros, they have Tyler Anderson pitching versus Belak. And then you just, lots of openers, lots of craziness. We are in 2020, folks. Just get used to it. It's going to be a crazy, crazy next few weeks to finish up this season here. But we'll get you ready the best we can each and every morning as things change. Come join us. That's why I said I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, the Fantasy Sports Degens has a free Slack chat. And the Rotoballer Group has a premium Slack chat. If you want to join the Rotoballer Premium, it's use promo code Bubba, get 10% off there. But when they mentioned the roof was going to be open in Arlington, that just flicks a switch and offense is coming, folks. So we put some Mariners in our lineups and some Rangers as well. There's definitely some more free points there, some low owned goodness there. So just think about it as Arizona when they used to open the roof there. We called it Coors Light. That's pretty much what Arlington was. It was over 100 degrees there. They open the roof, ball starts to fly, good things happen. So we'll see what we can do again. Loaded slate, lots of ways to go with bats tonight with such bad pitching. But let's talk about this bad pitching real quick. Scherzer is supposed to be coming back. He's 10-8 at the Mets. Pulled his hammy before a start, tried to pitched an inning. If you want to go to Scherzer, you can. I'm not going to use the headache tonight. I'm not going to do it. Could he deal? Absolutely. But I'm not going to go there on a slate like this. I'll save some money. Pitching's going to be so bad. I'll save some cash, get some more bats, and go from there. Zach Wheeler at 99. Definitely a GPP play here at home against the Baltimore Orioles. I think Baltimore's sneaky. They're swinging such good bats right now in that ballpark to make things happen. But Wheeler's had two starts at the Yankees, two earned in six innings, but only two Ks. At home against Miami, seven innings, one earned, four Ks. So he's got you about at least 13 points in each start, 22 points in his dominating start against the Fish. Now he's home against the Baltimore Orioles, a team you can pick on a little bit more. Like I said, they can't hit the ball well. They'll run into some. But as a whole, we know we can get to the Baltimore Orioles with Zach Wheeler. So it's definitely something to keep in mind at $9,900. Lefty's 325, righty's 270 off Wheeler. But the O's 323 well, but 176 ISO, not bad to start the season, only striking out 21% of the time. First right-handed pitching, but Wheeler at 99 leads the way. But then an interesting one tonight in your GPPs would be Dylan Bundy at 97, coming off pure dominance at the Seattle Mariners, nine innings, one earned, 10 Ks. Prior to that, six innings, three earned, eight Ks. And prior to that, against Oakland, in Oakland, 6 2/3, one earned, seven Ks. So he's got 20 DK points or more in every start. The A's bats popped off last night, as we saw, obviously. But Bundy has a lot of a strikeout upside in that matchup versus Oakland. It's a really, really intriguing spot to attack because people will see all those runs scored last night and kind of stay away. D's are striking out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching to start the season. Lefties 323, righties 308 versus Bundy. The A's offense is really good, but on a slate like this, if you want to differentiate out the gate, playing a Dylan Bundy at 97 against a team that just went off for 9 runs last night, thanks in large part to 2 dongs by Chapman and a 2-run double by Chapman. He did a lot of your damage for you. He had over 60 FanDuel points, I think over 40 DraftKings points. So he crushed it in a big, big way. I really do think that a Dylan Bundy GPP play at 97 is much more in play because most people will go to Wheeler up here. You can get Bundy nice and low owned and go from there. Mike Miner's intriguing, but I'll pass. I'll just go to Bundy if I'm paying up. So I got Bundy 1, Wheeler 2 up top. Now, when you go to the middle range here, I love Zach Gallen, but in Coors Field, not going to happen. I'm not throwing fires against the Angels. The Angels are in play tonight, very, very much so. Like Tuki Toussaint, Jordan Montgomery, the wind is blowing out the left field in Yankee Stadium at 12 miles an hour. The wind is blowing out to left field in Citi Field at 12 miles an hour. And the wind's blowing out in Fenway at 13 miles an hour left. So lots of in that northeast up there, some good hitting weather. I'll be passing on Tuki and Montgomery. I'll go to Ross Stripling. And I think he'll be very popular tonight at $7,900. Big fan of that Padres offense. We know this, but Stripling, very good stuff, especially at this price point on this slate. Faced San Diego's last time out, 5 2/3, 4 earned, but struck out 7. He has 7 or more Ks in 2 of his 3 starts. In those 2 starts, he has 18 or more DK points. Just keeps driving home the point that I say over and over again is you got to get guys that can strike dudes out. So that's a big, big plus there with Stripling in this matchup versus the Padres. A good, good Padres offense. We know this. We saw Dustin May got the job done. He didn't get the win or anything, but only a 2-run single to Hosmer. He didn't strike anybody out, but May's been having trouble striking guys out. When you're facing the Padres, though, they're striking out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching right now. Lefty's hitting 279, righty's 308 versus Ross Stripling to start the year. So Stripling at 79, likely very popular and for very good reasons. So you can jump aboard that one. The other target in this mid-range, Brandon Belak against the San Francisco Giants. The Giants team we know we can pick on time and time again. Belak made his first start, 5 innings, 2 hits, no earned. 1K against Arizona through 82 pitches. That's the biggest takeaway for me. So he can get you at least 80 pitches, hopefully ramp him up to 90. This is a guy that we saw in the minors in recent years, K rate of 20, almost 25%, 23%, 23%. So big time strikeout guy, a little bit of walk action, but keeps the ball in the ballpark, which is something I really like to see with a young pitcher and a decent ground ball guy, about 46% this year. 44% last year, up in the 50s and other stops in the minors. So decent ground ball guy, can get you some strikeouts, facing a Giants team that you know you can pick on in a big, big way. Lefty's hitting 251, righty's 244 in a limited sample versus Belak. Giants striking out 23% of the time versus righties. So Belak at 75 is definitely going to be getting it done there. So this middle range here, Stripling and Belak are the two targets. I could see building a lot of lineups with just those two, using all that money for the bats. Might be kind of popular this tonight, but it's definitely a way to do it. And then you just differentiate with the bats. I've said that a lot with as crazy as the hitting can be. Take the pitchers you're comfortable with, build around them. It's definitely something we can do. We can get different with bats. Like even in the same stacks, I mentioned Coors Field last night. Get a little more D-backs than the Rockies. That worked out great. Like there's ways to be different and still have a very strong setup. So don't be scared about, you know, two chalky pitcher can get a little wild, but on slates like this where there's really limited actions, I wouldn't go too far. If you're looking to punt tonight, Marco Gonzalez in Texas, assuming the roof is closed, is in play at $6,600. He's faced the Angels his last 2 times, 26 and 27.9 points. He's coming off of a back-to-back 7 and 6 strikeout performances. So the start at Houston to start the year, we'll just kind of brush that one off. He's been outstanding and threw 99 pitches his last time out. So he's all stretched out and good to go. $9,600 against Texas, a team that's offense has struggled quite a bit. We even saw him not really going too much last night. They only have a 307 WOBA against lefties to start the year, which is not ideal, and a 188 ISO. They're striking out over 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. That's outstanding for Marco Gonzalez. And Marco's always been a reverse splits guy. So far, lefties 341, but righties 294. And we know Joey Gallo loves hitting lefties, so that could be an intriguing play, but a lot of righties in that Rangers lineup that Marco can pick on. He throws that cutter in on the hands. There's a lot of movement on his pitches that makes it tough for righties. So big strikeout rate upside there with Marco at 66. Don't mind that at all. The other guy, if you want to really, really punt and you want to cross your fingers, It's Josh Lindblom at 5,800, a guy we loved in season long coming into the year. First start against Pittsburgh was throwing well, but then the back issue messed him up. Got fixed up, went five innings, four hits, two earned, and seven Ks against the White Sox. He has five or more Ks at least in both of his outings, and that first outing was a short-lived outing. So 22 points his last time out against Chicago. Minnesota offense we know is very, very good. Very, very good. But it's also one we saw, you know, outside of a Eddie Rosario bomb yesterday. Didn't do much of anything. In a short sample, lefties 357, righties 222 with first Lindblom. So you got a lot of lefties there. You got Kepler, Rosario, Polanco, Marvin Gonzalez. So it's at least four. Then I think they'll probably throw maybe Jake Cave comes in the lineup. There'll be a few others that find their way into that spot, the spots there against Lindblom. So keep that in mind. But a Twins team is striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So you can pick on them with Lindblom at 58, get some savings. Like a Bundy Lindblom combo will be as unique as you can find out there GPP wise. It'll be freaking huge. So something to think about doing it really, really different. But when I'm looking at pitching tonight, it's Bundy Wheeler up top, it's Stripling Belak in the middle, and it's Gonzalez Lindblom on the bottom. So definite ways to go about it. There's obviously other ways if you want to get contrarian and your GPPs or get wild, but those are the six pitchers I am focusing on tonight so we can get all the Z-bats, and let's talk about the bats on this slate, starting at the catcher's position. Yasmani Grandal is intriguing at 49, but I'm just looking to save some cash. If you are paying up tonight, though, Travis d'Arnaud at 48, wind blowing out the left, lefty Montgomery on the bump. D'Arnaud's actually been swinging a sneaky hot bat. One guy I was kind of off on this year. The Braves have struggled versus lefties. That's why Jordan Montgomery is interesting. He is a GPP play because a 247 woba and a 110 ISO for the Braves versus lefties, striking almost 35% versus lefties. But you got Jordan Montgomery, lefties hitting 176, righties hitting 489 against him. And you have some powerful righties that are starting to show. You got Ozuna, who loves hitting lefties. You got Acuna, who's waking up. You got Swanson, who's hitting it well. You got Travis d'Arnaud, who we're talking about right now. There's some serious looks there with the Braves in this one. But Jordan Montgomery, I guess, could be a GPP play if you so choose. I'm just not going to go that route. But Travis d'Arnaud, if you're paying up a catcher, he's $4,800, can be worth the look in this one. A few others to take a peek at here. You could save some cash at catcher, like I said. Go all the way down, go below 4K, and just keep on sliding. And you'll get to the likes of, say, a Chance Sisko versus Wheeler at 37 if you need to save a little bit of cash. But with guys I'm liking, Victor Caratini, 3,600 versus Adam Plutko. Plutko in his career has gotten just destroyed by left-handed bats. He's filling in for Clevinger because Clevinger's a bonehead, an inconsiderate prick. And I love Clevinger, but what he did is just – it was worse than what Plesak did. Go look it up. James McCann, $3,600 versus Alexander McCann. Loves hitting him from lefties. So keep that in mind. Alexander probably not going to be super long for the game. That's like maybe 40, 50 pitches. You never know, but keep him in mind in this matchup against the lefty Alexander. Jason Castro at 34 versus Mike Fiers is another cheapie you can take a peek at. Martin Maldonado went deep yesterday. He's 33 versus the lefty Tyler Anderson for the Gigantes. So Martin Maldonado is another guy you can take a peek at. Mike Zunino has been horrific. $2,900 if you want to play the home run game. But the guy is so far, unless the lineups dictate differently, Austin Romine at $2,800 versus Gio Gonzalez is your punt catcher of the evening. You can lock him in and save some cash. First base position, I mentioned that the righties are smoking Montgomery. Freddie Freeman's a good way to be different at 5,400 if you're going that angle. Anthony Rizzo versus Plutko, mentioned lefties versus Plutko at 52. But you can go to Daniel Murphy and Ryan McMahon at 49 and 5K respectively against Gallen and Coors. Matty Olson versus Bundy at 49. But Shohei Ohtani went deep last night. First base outfield, 47. The Angels are very much in play tonight versus Mr. Fiers, a guy that we love to pick on whenever we can. That's always a fun spot to target. Lefties hitting 285, righties 325 on this season. Lefties that have done just fine in their career versus Fiers. So a guy like Shohei Ohtani at 47 is very much worth a look. A big home run from him last night. You got Christian Walker and Coors against Freeland at 46. That is some nice savings in that matchup. Yuli Gurriel continues to be too cheap. He's a cash game staple. 9 more points last night. He has such a strong floor. $4,300 against the Gigantes. Anderson and Gurriel hits lefties very, very well. So keep him on your radar at 43 if you're looking to save some cash. If you're looking to stack Washington versus Porcello, which is a very, very confident thing to do at times, Lefty's hitting 353, righty's 325 off Porcello this year. Eric Thames is a good GPP target at $4,200. You know, you play Thames for the home run or bust. It's the kind of game to do it against Rick Porcello. So keep him in mind when you're putting your lineups together. Renato Nunez is always GPP viable at 4,100. But like Marwin Gonzalez, if you want to save some cash at 39, first base, third base. Mentioned him yesterday. He's slowly getting it going. He's a savings if you're going against Lindblom. Not a must, but he's in play for you. A few others down here. Justin Smoke's interesting at 38, but it's going to be clippered. And then Smeltzer, so interesting mix up there with the Twins. I mentioned Caratini earlier. CJ Cron's day-to-day as he took a ball off his knee, so that stinks because he had another good matchup versus Gio today. We'd love the target. If you're not using Ross Stripling, Eric Hosmer's only $3,300. That's a good value. Another great value for targeting Mike Fiers. First base, second base eligible. Tommy La Stella hitting second last night. Got you 10 points, 18 points the night before. He's gone 10, 18, 8, and 12 in his last four starts. So good numbers from La Stella. They moved him up to the front of the order there in front of Trout, Notani, right behind Fletcher. So La Stella, first base, second base eligible at 33. He's in play. Tampa Bay is a very, very fun one tonight because Martin Perez is garbage. Lefty's hitting 266, righty's 347 off Martin Perez. Mike Brosu at $3,300. The righty, he usually hits towards the top of the lineup versus lefties. Mashes lefties last game against the lefty. 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, 2 ribeyes, a run scored, and 21 DK points. He's always good in GPPs versus a lefty. So Brosu at 33, another piece of savings. And the last piece of savings I will mention on this one, two of them. Miggy Cabrera, $2,400 versus Gio. That's a strong just punt. And Jake Cronenworth, 23 versus Stripling. Remember, first base, second base eligible. He had a base knock last night. Only 3 points, but at his price point, he gives nice salary relief. Second base, Ketel Marte and Coors at 52 in the lefty-lefty. Don't hate that at all. That's definitely on play. I mentioned Ryan McMahon at 49. Kesson Hira went deep again yesterday, so he's heating up. He's an interesting play at 47 in that matchup versus the Twins. Garrett Hampson, probably not going to be playing tonight against the righty. We'll have to wait and see there. Brandon Lau is smoking it. $4,300 versus Perez. He's a guy to keep in mind because most will see the lefty-lefty and look away. Nick Solak used him last night. He's 4,200 tonight. He had 13 points last night. 13, 16, and 8 in his last three. Basically 6 or more in all but one game over his last 6 games. So $4,200 against Marco Gonzalez. Interesting savings there if you're going the Texas route. As you go down below 4K, though, it gets a little murkier at the position compared to normal. Usually there's a lot of depth here. Starting Castro at 37 is not horrible, but not running to play that one. That not doesn't really stand out as a big, big play. It's really, really bleak here at second base. You want to be above 4K unless Tommy La Stella at 33, Mike Brosu 33. You get some nice savings there. If you want to play the Nico Horner, Jason Kipnis game with the Cubs, they're both 31 versus Plutko. Those will be nice values for you as well. Other than that, nothing real crazy at the moment. Third base position, you got Arenado and Coors, always a strong play. You got Bregman against Tyler Anderson at 58. That's not too shabby either. Mentioned Rendon yesterday has a phenomenal look. He went deep. He's an interesting play at 53 versus Fires. Going to be righty-righty, but still a good look for you there. Chappie, huge night. He's 51 versus Bundy. I'm not running to play the A's tonight like I was last night, but an interesting GPP play if you so choose. Gio Urshela, he's playing consistently. Yoan Moncada, interesting switch hitter at 46. You'll get Tyler Alexander for a couple innings and then the Detroit bullpen, so that could be an interesting contrarian angle to go there. Jeff McNeil at 42 versus Scherzer is very intriguing because you're wondering if Scherzer goes deep or not. So that's an interesting GPP play there with Jeff McNeil. But you could look to save. Andy Young likely gets a start for Arizona versus the lefty Freeland. He's 3,900. If not, Eduardo Escobar's 39. So either way, a cheap third baseman from Arizona is in play for you tonight. I mentioned Marvin Gonzalez already as a cheapie. As Drupal Cabrera had a monster game yesterday. He's 38 versus Porcello, so he's in play again tonight because Porcello just ain't that good. He threw really well his last time out. He's going to do that every once in a while, but not too often. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is only 33 versus Marco Gonzalez. If you're looking for savings there, you could do worse. It's not a like horrible way to save some cash. Other than that, though, that's pretty much where I draw the line until I see something else. Like some might say Jaime Candelario. He's starting to hit the ball a little bit more consistently. He's 2,300 if you really get desperate, but I don't think you'll need to at that position. Shortstop, Trevor Story, first at bat, dong. Real easy. Lefty, Coors, Story. very simple game we play here. Trevor Story, 61 tonight versus Gallon, still in play with the whole cooler setup, but not as lovely, obviously. Frenchie Lindor, 54, is intriguing versus Leicester. Just not sure. I'd rather I can go to Story or go down to like a Baez at 5K versus Plutko. It was good to see Trey Turner get off the snide last night. If you're stacking Washington, he's in play. Otherwise, I'll kind of take a breather, but big game. 26 points from Trey last night. 3 for 5, 2 ribbies, a homer, three RBIs, 2 runs, I mean. It was good to see him get it going. He's hitting the ball hard. Even the base hits were like smoked. So get Trey back going. That'd be very strong. After Baez, though, I'm looking at a guy like Dansby Swanson. Mentioned right-handed bats versus Montgomery. Swanson swinging it really, really good before the last few games. He kind of slowed down a bit. He's in play at 47. Xander Bogaerts at 46 is a nice piece of savings as well. And his matchup, Carlos Correa at 45 has actually been consistently very, very strong. Same with Fletcher. If you're stacking Anaheim, he's at the 4,500, which sucks for what we're used to. But good piece of a stack, but not as much a one-off as we used to get. Correa at 45 is in play. Polanco at 44 against Lindblom if you're stacking Minnesota. If not, I'd pass tonight. I'd rather go to like a J.P. Crawford at 42 to save some cash or go all the way up to a Bogart, Swanson, or Baez for one-off type situations. Nico Goodrum at 39, some very solid savings at shortstop. Goodrum is feeling it right now. Switch hitter leading off for the Tigers, 25, 0, 21, 22 over his last 4 games. Hitting it really well, 2 home runs in his last 4, 3 extra base hits in his last 4, 3 multi-hit games in his last 4. So Nico's playing really, really well. Solid matchup for Gio Gonzalez at $3,900. You can definitely build around this Gio or Nico Goodrum this evening. Now when you go down to get cheaper at shortstop, it's not nearly as good. Like Jose Iglesias hitting cleanup for Baltimore versus Wheeler at 32. You could do worse. At least if you're going to punt, you got a cleanup bat that we've seen Baltimore pop off at times. So you could use him at 3,200 as a piece of savings, but otherwise not a ton at the shortstop position. Jimenez of the Mets, second base shortstop at 2,300. Danny Mendick is 2,200 versus Alexander, second base shortstop. He'll bat ninth if you need to go there, but not plays I'm absolutely in love with, that's for sure. All right, let's go to the outfield where it's captain obvious stuff here. If you want to play Aaron Judge, yes, sure. Trout double dong last night. He's great at 61. That's my thing. If you're paying above 6K, you pretty much pay for Mike Trout every time. I don't care who's in play here. Like, it's just that's the guy. He's a double-digit machine time and time again. Blackman's a great play at 6,000 versus Gallon. I still think I want Trout over him. Like, this at your play in the 6K and above. Night after night, more often than not, he will pay you off in a big, big way. Yastrzemski, GPP, is expensive, but he's. I think I saw a thing from DraftKings. They put out total fantasy points scored so far this year. Tatis Jr. leading the way by a long shot. Second place was Yaz. That was good to see. So that's kind of probably why he's priced up in their algorithm. So people that freak out about it, he's been putting up crazy points. Like, that's just one thing about it. When you go below the 6K, they're like Ronald Acuna Jr. at 56 versus Montgomery. Very strong play. David Dahl like leading off versus Gallon. Not bad, but like I like Gallon a lot. It's Colorado. It's Coors, so I get it. Like, we're going to want some Coors exposure. But I'm not as in love as I've been in the past. Like, lefties 289, righties 297 versus Gallon. Rocky striking out almost 23% of the time versus righties. Like, there's reason for fear in this one, but it is Coors. We know how that goes. Bryce Harper versus Alex Cobb at 54 is very, very nice. Juan Soto versus Porcello is outstanding at 52. Soto, huge night, 30 points last night. A double, a homer, 3 hits. Went to ding. It was a beauty. Since he's come back, 10, 0, 19, 30. Yep. Welcome back, Juan Soto. Enjoy the discount while you can at 5,200 because he'll be up there in the close to 6K or above range here pretty soon. So Soto at 59, very nice. Starling Marte at 49 in Coors. I like that a lot versus Freeland. JD Martinez went deep last night. Welcome back, JD. Can you do it a little more consistently, please? That'd be great. Schwarber versus Plutko is nice. Max Kepler at 48. We mentioned lefties versus Lindblom. That's a nice cash game player, a GP or a stack play as well. Mentioned Shohei Ohtani earlier. He is definitely in play for you at 4,700. Joey Gallo in a GPP at 46 with a lefty-lefty matchup. Lou Bob hopefully moves up in the lineup. Otherwise, it's kind of not as appealing as before. Cole Calhoun at 45. That's fine in Coors. He had a nice night last night, went deep, and a couple more knocks. Marcelo Zuna versus the lefty at 44. We're on board with that one. Same with Eloy Jimenez at 44. So some nice mid-price options here if you so choose. We'd like to see Aaron Hicks get off the schneid at only 43. So if you want to get – if you're stacking the Yankees – still throw some Hicks out there, but Gardner at 41 is another piece of cheap Yankee action that you can enjoy. If you are going against Wheeler, I mentioned Nunez earlier. There's always Hanser Alberto. Anthony Santander is only 4,100 if you choose to go that route. So you can get some a Baltimore stack. I looked at it last night. I want it. It's just there's so many other options tonight, but that Baltimore stack, like I could see a like Wheeler dominating or Baltimore just piping off in Philadelphia. It's a weird one with that Baltimore offense right now. So if you're multi-entering, get some Baltimore. That's all I'm gonna say. I just have a weird feeling about them tonight. It could go totally wrong. It's baseball, but their team's better than people give them credit for. Kyle Lewis had a big game last night. He's 4K versus Minor. I can go back to that for sure. David, I think Lewis has hit like safely in 14 of 16 games this year or something. He's just had a crush in the baseball. So it's good to see. David Peralta, only $3,900. Again, too cheap for Coors. I don't care if it's lefty or whatever. It's Coors freaking field. So that's too cheap. Keep an eye on Clint Frazier. He got called up. If he's in the lineup, he's $3,900 versus Toussaint. So that's some good savings for him. Ian Happ, supposed to be hopefully moving up in the order. He's 39 versus Plutko. Dylan Moore, another guy for Seattle. I can go Lewis. Moore's at 39. Moore had 32 points last night. He's crushing it. 18, 32 in his last two, hitting 333 with four Jimmy Jacks. I think three or four steals so far in his short run this season. So Moore is definitely in play. Talkman at 38 versus Toussaint. If he's in the lineup, because Stanton's out, so Talkman should get the run at 38, which is a good price point versus Tukey Toussaint. Few others like Grisham's 37 versus Stripling. We always love some Grisham at that price point. Jake Bruce only 37 versus Cobb is very, very nice in that ballpark, hitting in the middle of the order with some pop and play. Piscotty 36, Buxton 36. Not bad. Not great, but not bad. You get cheaper and cheaper here. You'll see a few plays like AJ Pollock. Maybe if he's hitting leadoff, you can go there. Jake Cave, if he's in line with 35. If you're stacking the Twins, sure. He's not the punch value he once was for us. Conforto only 35 versus Scherzer. That definitely has some GPP ring to it. Adam Eaton at 35. If you're stacking Washington, there's value to be had there. Will Myers is down here. So there's always a few guys down here when you're building your lines that kind of stand out a little more. As like Hunter Renfroe versus Perez, $3,300. That's what you want. You want Renfroe versus the bad lefty. Yeah, there you got it. $3,300 for Renfroe. Nice savings GPP upside type play for you there. But other than that, check your lineups. There will be guys that pop up down here, but nothing too crazy at the moment. All right, recapping your pitching up top. You got Bundy, you got Wheeler. Those are two guys we're targeting there, Bundy and your GPP for sure. Stripling, Belak in the middle, and then Marco Gonzalez, Lindblom to wrap things up. All right, what we are stacking up on this slate, we'll just kind of go through here real quick. I think Baltimore is interesting. Like I said, very interesting there. The Braves-Yankees game, Toussaint versus Montgomery, wind blowing out hard, game total over 10. You can attack both sides on this one. Obviously, the Yankees, the more popular side to attack versus Toussaint. Montgomery's interesting, like in a GPP, because Atlanta strikes out almost 35% of the time versus lefties. So I could see using Montgomery in your GPP builds, but both can get attacked in this one pretty well. Cubs versus Adam Plutko, definitely someone you can look to as well. The Tigers versus Gio Gonzalez is in play, and the White Sox for Tyler Alexander. I kind of like the Tigers more than the White Sox, but both can have a little appeal. The Nationals versus Rick Porcello as well is something you can take a look at. And that one, Tampa Bay versus the lefty Martin Perez is very strong. Renfroe is only $3,300, which is crazy nice. And his matchup, I got Coors Field for sure. That's always worth a look. The Mariners versus Mike Minor, I have some I like there too, because Minor's a pretty popular guy, so you can get some cheapy Mariners. Like Mariners and Baltimore are kind of those two I want to kind of sneak in there and see what happens. The Angels versus Mike Fiers, very, very much in play as well. So lots of ways to go tonight to be different than Coors Field. I don't have that big game like last night where it's Angels and A's. I guess it would be Braves and Yankees would be kind of your pivot off of Coors for now. That could change throughout the day when we see lineups, but for now, I'd say that would be your pivot. YJV underscore 24, thanks for the comment, my friend. Appreciate waking up every Monday through Friday to bring you guys this show. Hopefully it helps. If it does, please give a rating and review on iTunes, MLB DFS Quick Hits. Really would appreciate it. Would help the podcast out a ton. But that'll do it for today. If you guys have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDintric. I'll be in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat or the Roto Baller Premium Slack chat. If you want to join Roto Baller Premium, use promo code Bubba for 10% off the package of your choice. But for now, this will wrap us up on our Tuesday edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.